last time on mostly underwater sea aquaries.
My ghost of a sister sent me back in time to save the world, which made me freeze because time travel's super cold, and that's why I was in this iceberg. I just had a fucking big ass blowout right as I froze.
And now, the final chapter.
I think I should be the dealer because I know the numbers the best.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Yeah, you were called numbers in college.
Me, Simon Numbers Nigerian.
Deal me in.
Who wants to break
it? I'll break it.
Oh, Tuffy, not like that.
You ruined all the cards.
That was my last deck.
My bad.
This is a perfect opportunity for me to tell you what your mission is. All right, so I did the 23andMe. It told me that you all have to go to an iceberg where my DNA somehow is being emitted from it into the water.
Ah, gross.
Oh, I wonder what that could be.
23andMe did all the data, and it came up with our mission?
Yeah, you took his numbers.
I probably could have processed that data.
Yeah, no, next time I'll send my spooge your way.
No, he's supposed to pee in a cup, I thought.
No, you just spit. Are you sending your pee in?
I need you to not be asking too many questions right now, and just go to the iceberg, all right?
I heard Captain did an upgrade. What's the upgrade?
Oh, I put a bigger antenna on your pods. You're gonna love it.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
You can pick up like all kinds of signals from like really far away.
Can I get West Wing in here?
So great. More channels, more commercials.
Great. Love it.
I'm glad you love it, Tuffy. So get the fuck out of my sup and go on the mission.
My antenna just gives me static. How about you guys?
I'm getting a lot of polka, so I think mine is working.
I wish that he'd upgraded the mirrors in this thing. I can't even see myself. I'm looking at fish.
Gross.
Oh, weird.
An iceberg.
How do we get in there?
Maybe we can ram it.
Probably best not to ram it.
I'll ram it anyway.
No, don't.
What is that?
A body just slipped right out into the water.
What? Oh!
I picked him up like the turd he is.
Is he alive?
I'm so very cold.
Yeah, he said so cold. You guys want to, like, combine our pods together like a minor Zordon?
Oh, yeah. I like
it. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's just pull the Zordon lever.
I'm the hand part.
It's not anthropomorphic.
Oh, so there's no head.
No, it's not like a Zordon. It's how I describe our pods connecting.
Now my antenna's just playing, like, it's like a podcast. It sounds like a podcast of like scripted comedy.
Oh, there's like a million of those.
Check it out.
Tune in next month for part two of Stripper Squad, The Phantom of the Bookstore.
She was the most beautiful fart I had ever seen. And suddenly, it was like all other farts disappeared.
Oh, he looks just like me, but with like long...
Why does he have long fingers?
You notice that too?
He's my relative.
So. You hear that? Doesn't that sound like the captain?
Is that your radio?
Yeah, he's coming through the radio. Captain?
No, don't listen to the radio signals. Just don't listen.
He's trying to distract us, guys. Maybe we should listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Hi-ya!
I got stabbed by the captain.
I had a time visitor who told me that humanity would become extinct from future stuff if I didn't murder that guy.
Is this our future? Wait, he has long fingers, too.
The captain says that he's got to kill our long-fingered friend that we just found.
Hey, give this guy a towel to get all the shit off his face.
I have a clean towel. Here you go.
Wipe yourself off.
Who wants a hug? I'm clean now.
Captain?
Oh, how I've missed that.
How did you get into that iceberg, Captain?
Look, you guys, there's some serious timey-wimey shit going down, all right? So, like, we got to figure this out.
So what are we going to do, long-fingered captain?
I have to die to prevent a time paradox.
If he kills himself, then we're all gonna not exist.
You have to kill me. Just please kill me to prevent the time paradox.
No, we were supposed to save you.
This guy's ungrateful.
I used my strength to save you.
We have not a moment to lose.
Murdering you is gonna do what, though?
Because the frequency is bleeding into our world like a poison.
I feel so numb.
I'm weakening.
I'm forgetting.
Gotta end this frequency. It's evil. It's taking away everything that makes you unique.
Anything that's gonna make me dumb is evil.
I'm sick of being weak. Let's get rid of it.
I want to feel better, so I would think we should get rid of it.
The only way to fix it is if you fucking murder me together.
We should all do it together. With all my strength.
With all my beauty intact.
With all my knowledge to guide me.
Ah! Oh, I think it's working.
Hello, I'm David Attenborough. For 3 years, the frequency existed, but now, no longer. Signing off.